Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday podcast. Al, what is up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I like to sometimes look to see like what's trending on social media topics, if there's any topic that seems interesting to me. And I'll click on the ones where I don't know what it means. So I saw a phrase this morning and I was like, okay, I'm not aware of this phrase. Let me see if Jerry knows. The phrase that was trending was juice jacking.
Excuse me?
Juice jacking.
It sounds sexual.
It is not sexual.
Okay.
It is a phrase that was used by TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration. They're the people out at the airports.
Yeah.
So they're warning people not to, you know, at the airports, there's, you can charge your phone. There's different, like in the waiting areas, there's different things you could plug your phone in, but it, you just use the, you're plugging into a thing that is a iPhone or phone charger.
Okay.
You're not using your own plug and plugging it into the wall socket.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a thing that's just there to plug your phone in. They said that there are people, man, I'm coughing, Jerry.
What are we
hold.
Doing? We've
add me to the list of that stuff you had before. Anyway, it's a thing called juice jacking, which is these people finagle these things where you would charge your phone at the airport so that when you plug your phone into it, it steals all your data.
Oh, come on.
So they're telling you, if you're going to charge your phone at the airport, to use your own plug and plug it into an outlet yourself.
Wow.
They have these things everywhere, though. We're like in a lot of places, right?
They
even
do.
Sometimes stadiums, arenas. Yeah,
and sometimes you got to pay for it.
Oh.
Sometimes they're free. Sometimes you got to pay like a quarter or a dollar and it will charge your phone. And, you know, and a lot of people, myself included, you know, you go to a game, you don't realize you didn't charge your phone since the morning. You go to the game at 5 o'clock, your phone's at 30%. If you want to take a picture, all of a sudden you're there, it says it's red, it's at 12%. And it's like, you do want some power.
Yeah.
And they are popular, but that sucks. And now they figured out a way to steal stuff from you that way.
Yes. Or they put, it said they'll either steal your data with something that they use in that thing, or put a malware on your phone. And it's not the company that's wanting you to use it to charge. People get to it and put these little things in the slots that will then steal
your...
Can
we just keep anything nice?
No.
Everyone's got a plan for something to screw us.
Right. You see this, I've seen this at like, they say sometimes at gas stations, right? They'll show you like these thieves will come in and they'll put something over the credit card slot at the gas pump that also is stealing your data.
Yeah, I told you that happened to my assistant coach when we were going to Myrtle Beach. When, you know, you stop, you go off 95, you get gas, you keep going. And I guess it was the second day of the trip. He had told me he had just gotten off the phone with his bank because he looks at, he wanted to make sure the charges on the way down were accurate. And he saw one for like $290 or something at a place he didn't stop at. And so he called them immediately and said, you know, what is this? And they said that's exactly what they theorized, because when you look at the timing of it, it was like 20 minutes after he got gas, like two towns over. And they said that's been a problem in that specific area. Someone, I forget what the word they call, they skimmed his card or something like
yeah.
that. And so he had no debit card on vacation. He had to cancel it immediately. And think about that. I mean, you're living with your debit card and all of a sudden you don't have it.
Yeah, that's why you got to do that when they allow you to do tap to pay, where yeah. like just tap your credit card.
Yeah.
Then you're not sliding it in somewhere.
I saw I'm sure on Twitter you see this too. Some people have very cool hacks and they make videos about it.
Yeah.
So there was one. I guess this is true. So I guess it's the chip in the card that has all the information.
Okay.
So there was this hack on this for women. I mean, I guess a man can do it too if they wanted, but you cut the card around the chip to where then with the tweezers, you take the chip, put it down. You then, with some sort of nail glue, you get the fake nails and you put the chip into the fake nail. And then you put like a little glitter around it just to make it look nice or whatever. And all you gotta do is tap your fingernail at the machines.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was I almost sent it to you because I just thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever saw. Like in terms of technology and like a cool different way to carry your card.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't have to show them your card and it's just a scan and tap, here you go. Very neat.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It was neat.
Yeah, I'll try to use Apple Pay
yeah.
or you have Google Pay, right? Which is also like you're just yeah. tapping your phone. Because supposedly, I know with the Apple Pay, I'm sure the Google Pay is the same way, I would guess, is that every transaction that you do through the Google or Apple Pay, they use a unique number that's not your real credit card number. So that even if those numbers get stolen, they don't have your information.
Yeah, I have to. That's one thing I've been slow to. I have not, and I have it, but I don't use the Google Pay, and I should.
Yeah.
I really should. I put my credit card information in, right, and then I don't need my credit
yeah.
card.
Right. But do you need your credit card? Like if you're going somewhere where you're paying at a counter,
yeah,
you can use it, but like at a restaurant,
that's true. You can't use Google Pay.
You give them your card.
That's
yeah.
a good point. Hey, take my phone.
yeah. I've always thought of that. I'm sure like if you showed up there and you're like, oh my gosh, I left my credit cards at home, but I have.
They'll figure it out.
You could probably go up to where their cash register is.
That'd be funny. They bring you the bill and you put your phone in the bill and turn it over.
Yeah.
It's Google Pay. It's in
yeah.
there. Apple
right.
Pay.
They bring you back your receipt with your phone.
That is funny.
Yeah. I had an experience where I went to a restaurant this past weekend. And I went to this place a couple months ago, and I was so I noticed so much how the young people working there were all into their jobs.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this. Yeah,
yeah, like it was weird. Like
you went back and they all quit.
No. But I hadn't been back. But I went there the first time. The kids, there were a lot of yep. young people working there. It looked like high school kids. They were all wearing like their high school mm-hmm. things. They were so into their jobs. No one was looking at their phones. They were all seemed to be happy working together. Like, it was a really nice experience.
Yeah.
And I wrote to the owner of the restaurant. I just said, hey, I noticed it really cool. I don't know how you got them to do that, but great job. And the guy wrote, oh, yeah, next time you come in, come see me. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. Guy wants to give me a free meal. So I hadn't gone for months. So we went on Friday night
okay.
and ordered my stuff, all the stuff. And when I get the bill, I get a bill for just my beer. $6. I'm like, all right, let me figure out what's going on. When the waitress walked by, she gave me a wink. I pointed to the thing. She gave me a wink. So I didn't know she gave me a wink.
Either that or she wants to sleep with you.
No, she had no idea what was going on. So I guess the guy.
It's very nice. So, all right, what kind of tip did you leave?
$30.
Okay. Was that based on what you thought your meal would have been?
Well, I was trying to think, I was trying to figure out what to do in that situation.
Well, I mean,
you would have paid the full, you would have thought the full bill would have been?
I would have got, yeah, I would have given a 25% tip on what I thought the full bill would have been.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, that, I definitely tipped.
You tipped on like $150.
Yeah. No, this bill was probably $50.
Oh, so you did great.
Okay, good.
That's even better then.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, so I thought that was a nice experience.
It's very nice.
But Absolutely. Now I will feel weird going back because then see, the guy think I'm going to expect a free meal every time?
The only way so here's how you go back, in my opinion. You email him again, mm-hmm. thanking him, and say, but not again, because if you do it again, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very nice way of saying you appreciate it, but I'm not looking for handouts.
Right.
And I don't want handouts.
Correct.
I think that's probably how you do it.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. Why not?
I should have done that.
You mentioned the phone. My phone started working yesterday.
It was waterlogged prior.
Yeah, it clearly got damp last Sunday or last Saturday. No, it was last Saturday, actually. So now today's Tuesday. So we were talking like 9-10 days ago. And I realized I didn't have a phone at all until it started working a little bit on Wednesday. Then it didn't work. It worked on Friday a little bit. Then it didn't work Saturday. And then all of a sudden, on Sunday, it just like turned on. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Didn't have much power. I'm like, I'll try it one more time. And it started charging. I'm like, it's very strange. And so for the last couple of days, the phone's been back. But I got to tell you, I miss not having the phone. Like, it was nice.
You miss being, like, for a few moments there, a few days, you were a guy without a phone. So you were like back in the 19 or the early 2000s.
Yeah. And it was like, so I had an alternate way to communicate with my wife and my parents and my brother and my sister. So if I needed to talk to someone, I could. But I didn't have the constant, what's going on Twitter? Oh, is there an ESPN.com a story? Let me check my email. If I wanted to check any of that, I had to make it a point to go sit down at the computer for 3 or 4 minutes, which I did like maybe like 3 times, like every like 3-4 hours I would go. Let me just make sure nothing's going on email wise or whatever. It was lovely though. Never hearing the phone buzz, not worried about putting my face in this phone again. It was great.
Yeah, I've kind of toyed with that over the years.
Well, I don't think you can sustain it.
Yeah, it's hard.
You can't.
Like just to take the apps off your phone. But
it's so easy to put them right back on.
Yeah. I know Gina has tried this a number of times. She has tried to trick herself with the phone many times. She's removed all the apps.
Yeah.
How about she did this move for a little while? She turned her phone into grayscale, which was she made it black and white.
To why the point of that
the
is
theory
just not...
on that was that she'd read this somewhere. There are people that do this. That if you put your phone in grayscale, you're not attracted to the colors of the phone that draw you in to make you want to check it more.
It's almost like gloomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not as exciting to look at things, look at social media.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
She got off that. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I really think the only way you get off it is if you're forced to, the way I was.
Yeah.
There's no other way because it's one thing to have self-control. It's another thing to feel like you're missing something important in your life. And if you have no control over that, like I didn't, and I wasn't running out and buying a new phone immediately. I didn't have the time. So I was just finding alternate ways to be able to communicate with people. But if you don't have that issue, you're just not going to do it.
Yeah, we've gotten so used to any downtime to look at your phone. You're in line at Costco.
What's going on
with your phone?
Mm-hmm. So true.
You know, you're waiting, you're going to go out to dinner. Your wife says, let me run the bathroom real quick.
And you pick up your phone.
Right to your phone.
And for what?
You're at dinner and your wife says, I'm going to run to the bathroom. Right on the phone.
I know.
And I don't even know sometimes what to look at.
Right. And I remember Booker doing this on K-Rock once upon a time when he would be like, you ever like go to the internet and be like, www. I've got the world at my fingertips and I don't know what to type in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. What annoys me is I will be home, let's say, for an hour and a half watching TV. Let's just, for whatever. And my wife's outside, or she's upstairs, or she's downstairs. And 90 minutes has gone by. I haven't looked at the phone. I haven't thought about the phone. Nothing. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just check my email real quick. I pick up the phone, and as soon as I hit open on the thing, here she comes sauntering down like I've been sitting on my phone for an hour and a half.
Yes. Oh, that's the worst.
That pisses me off. Because that's not what I was doing.
That's the worst.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. When it looks like it, and she's probably like, freaking Jerry's always on that phone.
God, I hate that. And it does happen. It happened yesterday.
I do another move that's similar to that. I say, okay, Gina goes upstairs. I'm like, I'm bored. Let me look at my phone. She's coming down the stairs. I'll put my phone away because I don't want to.
Right.
And then she thinks, why's he got to put his phone away so quick? What's going on over there? You know what I mean?
Really nothing. I just want you to think I'm paying attention to
you. Yes, I just don't. Right. I just don't want to be on my phone. I'm on my phone killing time. If you're coming back downstairs to engage, I'll put my phone away. But I'll try to do it quick so it doesn't look like I was on
it all.
But
that looks suspicious.
It looks very suspicious.
So funny. I know.
Very suspicious. Oy, oy, oy. I know. I really want to do a version of my phone where I have my text messages, phone calls, maps.
Yep.
But there's so many things on my phone that I don't need. And I can have them on my iPad, so when I'm home, I can use them.
That is true.
But why do I need them? But then I'll take everything off my phone. Then I'll be like, oh, this would be a great thing to tweet right now.
And you're not home.
And I'm not home.
And there's no iPad.
Right. Then I'm like, you know, I'll just download this real quick. I'll just do this one tweet. Then I'm taking this off. Yeah.
I know. And then I think about, like, the way the kids are being raised, as I have, you know, with two of them. They don't know anything else.
Yeah.
And we tried. Like, I didn't allow Matthew a phone until he was almost 12. And he was, like, the last one in his class. And I got to a point I actually felt bad that, you know, maybe missing out, but clearly was out of the loop on things. And so then I remember getting him a phone. And he was all, you got an iPhone? No, sir. You got a cheap phone that you can text with. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. But my friends have iPhones. I don't really care. And I got it for that when he was like 14, I think, got him the iPhone.
Yeah.
But then the little guy, they started with the phones as the years went on. Forget 11 and 12. At like 7 and 8, his friends had phones. I'm like, we ain't doing that. We held out till like he was 10 or 11. But even that was 2 and 3 years after his friends.
Yeah, and you're right. You don't want the kid to be left behind in his friend group.
No, because then you feel like it's your fault.
Yeah.
You know, but there's no other way to... I don't know what else you do. It's the whole generation, and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
They do have these phones for people that want to try to get off of their phones.
Okay.
They have a couple different, I don't forget what they call them, like light phones, where it's just like, it's got a maps, messaging, mail, but it doesn't have any social media things.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No other apps, just like the, you need your maps. You need your messages. But there's so many things now that you do. Like right now, I was just thinking like, okay, well, I could take all these apps off my phone. But like now in Bradley Beach was one of the last to join this, but now they're in on the mix too. If you go to the beach, you can't pay to park with cash or a credit. There's no machines. You have to have the app.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a smartphone, you're not parking.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Or you can't park.
You're in trouble. I mean, at least here in New York, there you can still do the ticket.
Yeah.
But those machines all ain't working all the time.
Right. And when they go, they're going to be gone.
Correct. And you're going to have the app.
There's and no then question. Asbury Park has a different app than Bradley Beach.
Yes. Yep. I know.
So now you have two parking apps on your phone.
How about when
in New York? Now I have three parking apps on my phone.
Yeah. And I have, I think I actually just deleted it 2 weeks ago when I went to UConn to do the UConn St. John's game. I couldn't find the media parking lot. The place was a maze. I didn't know where I was going, but I saw there was a lot right next to the arena. So I went in there. That was like Flow Parking or something, which I never heard of.
Right.
Had to download that and enter in all my information. And I was like, oh.
And speaking of that, there's a scam they run with these things too. So you know where you go to park.
Yeah.
So they have all the signs up in Bradley Beach now, and it tells you, here's the Park Mobile app is what it's called.
Okay.
Here's how you get it. You can either download the Park Mobile app, text this number, and they'll send you a link to the app, or scan this QR code. So what the scammers are doing is they're creating their own QR code stickers,
God.
Putting them on the parking things. People scan that. It says, oh, pay for your parking, and you're paying.
Your credit card.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
wow.
You got to be so careful with every little thing. You got to check, is this a sticker on the thing?
It's just wrong. Everything's a scam.
Everything.
Everything's a scam. It's sad. It really, as great as it
is. Yeah, like, why do we have to be scuzz?
Why do we need a-holes like that?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's the easy way out. That's why.
But do people not feel guilt?
No.
Like, if you were to scam.
You know why? Because it's faceless.
Yeah.
It's different than, and there were creeps that obviously did this too. It's one thing if you go up, punch a woman in the face and take her pocketbook. I would like to think even the worst of people have some regret. I think when it's electric, they don't know who they're scamming. They don't see the people. They don't care. Like, no.
Yeah, especially if you put that on like if you use the fake QR code to put on a parking sign, you don't see the person at all.
Nothing.
You're just getting card numbers.
Just collecting money.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, it's a different type of criminal. And it's a scumbag.
It is a scumbag.
It is. Yes, it is. No question.
Why are people scumbags? Why do you think?
I don't know. You know, it would be the easy answer would be because life's very expensive and people are short on cash and they're trying to find an easy way. But the problem with that is you've had a-holes going out throughout time.
Yes.
Bank robbers back. I mean, it didn't matter. It's just there's always people that are in the wrong. I don't know. I don't know where that tendency comes from. Clearly, I think you're born with it and or subconsciously you learn this behavior growing up. I don't know. But for 300 years, we've had a-holes. Oh, for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wonder, like, why certain people don't have that thing inside of them that makes them not
morality.
Want. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, people don't have it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's an adrenaline rush. I don't know if it's the need to have more money. I don't know. We don't have it, thankfully. So I don't know.
Yeah. So be careful with QR codes.
Yes.
Be careful sliding your credit card into things.
Just be careful. And don't pick up every phone. If you don't know who's calling you, don't pick it up.
Right. Be careful when you're plugging your phone into, you don't want to get juice jacked.
That too.
At the airport.
No juice jacking.
Or other places.
Yes.
I mean, this is basically, if you're sliding your thing into something, be careful, right?
And that.
In all things.
Correct.
If
wear a condom.
If you're going to take your thing that gives you power, slide it into another thing to get power, be careful.
You're either going to lose your money or you're going to end up with triplets.
Mm-hmm. Or juice jack.
Or juice jack.
In more ways than one, as they say.
You never know.
Man.
Very funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
The guys will be back tomorrow.
Oh, Boomer and G will be back tomorrow. Jerry will be back on the warm-up program.
Yeah.
I did today's warm-up program with CeeLo, though.
Coming up now,
and that's
right?
Coming up right this second.
I listened to it. I didn't hear it this morning.
So...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.